Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard across the East End, on 96.9 FM in Central and Western Suffolk. I'm Michael Mackey. Suffolk County residents are being urged to conserve water after the county was put on the state's drought watch, officials said. Lisa El Colangelo reports on Newsday.com that no mandatory restrictions are in place during a watch, the lowest of the four levels of state drought advisories, followed by a warning, emergency, and disaster. Suffolk is one of 21 counties across the state placed on a drought watch, Governor Kathy Hochul announced on Friday. Recent rains across the state were not enough to address the dry conditions that have persisted this year, the governor said in a statement. Hochul said educating residents about conservation could help prevent a more severe water shortage. Officials said several conditions, including below normal precipitation during the last 3 months, low stream flows, and low groundwater levels, sparked the need for the advisory. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation officials said some ways to conserve water include only watering lawns when necessary, reusing rainwater collected in barrels, dehumidifiers and air conditioners to water plants, as well as fixing leaking pipe hoses and faucets. According to the federal government's National Integrated Drought Information System, more than 88% of Suffolk County is abnormally dry, a condition that causes crop growth to be stunted, delays planting, and elevates wildfire danger. The Suffolk County Water Authority, which serves about 1.2 million residents in the county, on Thursday said Southampton Village is experiencing a water emergency. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed yesterday to hold a new Senate floor vote this week on legislation aimed at aiding veterans exposed to toxic burn pits, days after Republicans delayed final passage of the bill, citing technical concerns over how the measure is funded. Laura Figueroa Hernandez reports on Newsday.com that Schumer, the senior Democrat from New York, speaking at a Manhattan news conference where he was joined by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, another Democrat from New York State, and veterans advocates, noted there was bipartisan support for the bill before it was scuttled by 25 Republicans last week. Those Republicans blocked the bill from final passage, despite all voting in favor during a June vote. Veterans here in New York and Long Island put their lives on the line to defend our nation and its freedom, but now they have to wage another war here to get the health care they deserve, said Senator Schumer. They sacrificed everything, and the very least we can do as a country is ensure they receive top care. The Department of Veterans Affairs has said that about 3.5 million U.S. service members who served overseas in the wake of the 9/11 attacks may have been exposed to toxic chemicals from their service. Beware as you drive back to the city this week. 24-hour speed cameras are set to activate this morning at 2,000 locations throughout the five boroughs. The cameras currently only operate between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., with 59% of traffic fatalities occurring during outside of those hours. That is now changed. Veteran City Cab E. Lewis Kahn said taxi drivers are often commanded to hit the gas by impatient passengers who don't care about speeding tickets. He's complaining about these lights. When asked if he ever received a ticket from the traffic cameras, the taxi driver laughed and said many. In any case, the 24-hour speed cameras are set to activate this morning at 2,000 locations throughout the five boroughs of New York City. The Federal Aviation Administration on Friday extended the expiration date of the New York North Shore helicopter route to July 29, 2026. The rule establishing the route was set to expire August 5th. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the FAA adopted the rule extending the route without the 30-day notice or commenting procedures required by federal law. In dispensing with notice and commenting procedures, the agency cited unresolved questions about the future of East Hampton Airport and potential alternative destinations for Hamptons-bound helicopters as its justification for immediate adoption. The North Shore helicopter route requires helicopter traffic to travel east over water along the North Shore coast at a minimum altitude of 2,500 feet until the aircraft reach the Twin Forks, where they are free to transition over land to their destinations, typically East Hampton Airport in Waynescott, used by 70% of Hampton's helicopter traffic. The North Shore helicopter route allows pilots the discretion to operate over land and at lower altitudes for safety reasons when weather conditions require. The route was established as a voluntary route in 2008 to alleviate helicopter noise in Nassau and Western Suffolk. An FAA rule establishing the final route was adopted in 2012 and most recently approved in 2020. But that route made helicopter noise worse on the North Fork, since it had the effect of funneling all NYC Hampton's helicopter traffic over local skies, according to local residents and officials, and North Fork residents and officials have been protesting ever since. With New York State's surf clam harvest at historic lows, local fishermen are urging state lawmakers to impose new catch limits for the large ocean clams to help restore a species critics say has been overfished by out-of-state commercial boats. Mark Harrington reports on Newsday.com that even with surf clams more scarce now than they've been in decades, the fishermen say the new limits are needed now to help protect the resource as it rebuilds and to protect it from future overfishing. Surf clams, which are harvested chiefly within 3 miles from Long Island's South Shore, are larger cousins of the hard clams found in the bays around Long Island. They are processed and canned for clam chowder or clam strips and for bait. Last year, surf clam landings fell to 13,988 bushels, a 94% decline from their recent high of 241,429 in 2012. Fishermen say unless something is done to control harvest limits, which allow big commercial boats to take upward of 900 bushels of the clams per day, the remaining surf clams could be wiped out. The cost of water for Riverhead Water District customers will be going up again to cover rising expenses, with the district's largest customers bearing the brunt of the increase. If a rate restructuring plan proposed by Water District Superintendent Frank Mancini is adopted by the Riverhead Town Board. As reported on RiverheadLocal.com, Mancini proposed changing Riverhead's water billing system to a two-tier rate structure with a higher rate per 1,000 gallons for usage over certain gallonage thresholds and a three-month billing cycle. He said the system rewards water conservation. Mancini said a tiered rate system is common on Long Island and is used by the Suffolk County Water Authority. Riverhead Water District rates would still be lower than the County Water Authority's rates after a new rate structure is in place, he said. Long Island officials have stepped up efforts to spot sharks following 6 bites and numerous sightings this summer. None of the bites were life-threatening, officials said. Craig Schneider and Bart Jones report on Newsday.com that Long Island, for its part, has no shark tracker app, said Greg Metzger, the chief field coordinator for the South Fork Natural History Museum Shark Research and Education Program in Bridgehampton. Metzger said he believes this summer's escalation of shark activity may well be the reality for a long time. I don't see any reason why not. This is the way the ocean should be. The shark population and food are moving back to where Mother Nature had intended until we showed up, said Metzger. He's the captain of a team that heads out on the water several days a week during the summer to tag sharks. They've tagged more than 200 sharks, including about 50 so far this year. Various kinds of shark tags are employed, he said, including an acoustic tag about half the size of a cigar that is inserted into the body cavity of a shark. It emits a unique vibration in the water. Underwater receivers store information that identify the particular shark, the time and date, the depth of the shark. The receivers are pulled from the water and analyzed every few months, he said. For Long Island, live alerts could be a component of a system that makes beaches safer, Metzger said. But so many more sharks would need to be tagged, and even then, the tags would be alerting quite often, given the number of sharks in these waters. Metzger does not favor stringing nets across beach waters to block sharks, as is done in Australia. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.